1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
We got a really, really strange flashback coming up for you by request. And as you know, we take your flashback requests. If you'd like to hear a piece of material from a show gone by, one of our past broadcasts, you can email your request at phs@philhendryshow.com. And we got a Steve Bozell one that's way over the line coming up in a few minutes here on a world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And our number is 1-800-449-8686. Our email address, or not our email, because I just laid that on you. It's our website, yeah. www.philhendryshow.com. If you visit our website, you can go into our souvenir shop and, get yourself a backstage pass. A lot of fun, a lot of things to do, cool stuff. We've got a brand new DVD of the week that we're going to be rolling out for you. We really recommend this DVD. I forget what it is now. Oh, it's the John Cazale, because we were talking about John Cazale last night, so we're recommending Dog Day Afternoon. And our favorite line from the movie, "I'm ready to start throwing bodies out the door." That's our favorite line from that movie, as spoken by Sal, played by the great John Cazale. Dog Day Afternoon, we highly recommend it. Our affiliate of the week, KUGN 590 in Eugene, Oregon. Yes, Eugene, Oregon. And that's the one where the guy says,
"Eugene, next stop."
All right. And then we have Chris Norton's Babe of the Week. And you got to check out Chris's Babe of the Week this week because, she's something very special. This week's Babe of the Week is Sarah Alexander. Check her out, baby, because she is on our new TV show, Teachers. I say ours. I'm just a very small part of it. The new TV show, Teachers, the sitcom debuting on NBC, I think following the Olympics. Sarah, and she is one of the two Sarahs. We've already featured Sarah Shahi as one of Chris's Babe of the Weeks, or Babes of the Week, or Babes of the Weeks. And we also had Kali Roca, and maybe we'll even throw Matt Winston in there. I'm just kidding, Matt. But Sarah's there. It's kind of a cool pose. She's in a pair of jeans, and she's looking all that, and a bag of freaking pork rinds, man. She's good. And while you visit our website, you can also see our character of the month quote. This month's quote is from Bobby Dooley. She says, "If your husband isn't home or if you don't have a man living with you, you're really just like a piece of meat waiting to be smoked." All right. And other things, too. We're trying to get up Phil Drives to work, but apparently Doug's computer crashed, and it's all messed up, man. Gotten a lot of comments from you guys on the picture of Comboy with the question, "Gay?" Well, look at the picture. There's no way, man, I'm taking advice from that guy on chicks. There's not a chance. There isn't. It doesn't happen in the real world. It doesn't happen on the planet. Thank you very much, Harry. Harry got me a... You want one, man? God, these Diet Cokes, I don't know what I wouldn't do without Diet Coke. I don't know what I would do without Diet Coke is live longer. What I do with Diet Coke, though, is live happy. But if you look at that picture of Comb, how does a man take advice on women from a guy like that? Let's leave out the fact that there's three chins. Let's just stop for a moment. The grin is right out of Club 602, man. I mean, that grin is right out of, "Come on in!" If that guy walked up to you looking like that, you'd think, okay, PCP, or it's some kind of a queer come. It's a queer come on. So check out our website. Okay, I got to tell you some news from the family. This was freaky. This was nuts. I'm at the signing on Sunday. Everything's going great. Everything's good. So I split. I'm driving home. I decide to check messages on the cell phone. I hate cell phones because now there's nothing but messages. You know what I mean? As I told you guys, turn that cell phone on, and within 30 seconds, beep, 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 beep. It's just like a reminder, things suck. You know, there was a time, you're driving along, man. So somebody might have died. So the world ended. So something blew up. You don't know until you freaking open up a newspaper, you get home, right? But no, it can't wait for that. You're cruising along, everything's good, you're driving along, you're looking at the sun setting, it's a beautiful day, and the cell phone. I'm going to change that thing. Can't you have it like, you know, some of these cats with those rings, way out of control. But in any event, I answer, my wife's on the line, our son got in an accident. She's at the hospital. I'm like, oh, Jesus. Because she says to me, okay, he got, you know, and then, of course, she says the words very quick. He's okay. And I'm like, what the hell happened, man? She goes, the steering went out on his car. All right. Now, I'm listening to this. I said, the steering went out, huh? And she goes, yeah. I said, how is he? He's fine. The doctors are going to put him through some x-rays. And as it turned out, he was fine. He's got a bruise on his chest. And they put him in a little bit of a leg brace. He says he hurts. Today, I was talking to him on the phone. He says he's just aching all over. Because here's what happened. He's swinging off the freeway on the off-ramp at one of the streets out where we live in T.O. And it's a rather long and curving off-ramp. And he went to turn the wheel, he said, to sort of make that turn toward the light. And the wheel did not respond. The car kept going straight into a sort of retaining fence on the side of the off-ramp. He said the wheel then engaged at the last minute, so he spun it, and the car slams into this fence, all the airbags deployed. And it was like, as best as I could tell, he almost did like a partial Brody or a partial 360 into this fence. I said, what happened, man? And she, well, I didn't ask him because, you know, he was in the hospital. But she's telling me that, you know, the steering broke down. Now, look. He just got his license, and I've driven with him. Now, I'm not saying, dude, I ain't saying you're lying, man. This is what I do. I go through things. I drove with him one time, him and his older brother, and we're in the, you know, I'm in the back seat, and his older brother's sitting shotgun, and we're like, okay, let's go home. Okay. No sooner does he take off, we're hitting a turn at 50. We're hitting a hairpin turn at 50, and his brother's going, hit the brakes, man, hit the brakes. So he's hitting the gas. So we took this turn at 50 over the double yellow. Like, what happened, man? I panicked. I didn't. All right, I understand. So here's what I surmised. And my wife sort of agreed with me, but then she gave me some information today. Here's what I think happened. He's coming off the freeway. It's a long off ramp, and then it kind of goes uphill and to the left. And as you crest the hill, you don't have much more than, I'd say, 30 yards to stop. So you have to be familiar with this off-ramp. Otherwise, the lights suddenly come up upon you. What I think happened was he was coming off the freeway at a fairly decent rate of speed. And as he crested the hill, he might have hit the gas instead of the brakes. Kind of what we consider that to be an old person mistake. But a lot of new drivers make the mistake. And then panicked, spun the wheel, and hit the wall. Now, because he's afraid the adults are going to scream and yell at him, he comes up with this, the steering went out. I mean, I'm not saying, maybe it did happen. It could have, if the steering went out, let me tell you what, we got a lawsuit. That's all there is to it. Don't you think? Because that car is regularly serviced. I mean, I'm hoping the steering went out because I'm looking at this could be sweet. You know, I could, jeez. What do those cats with the Pinto get? Remember that Pinto that blew up? Didn't they get a, oh man, they're living large now. Yes, they are burnt beyond recognition. But what's that got to do with it? All right, now, so he's fine. We've got to get the insurance guy out to take a look at this thing. I've never had steering go out on me before. I've had brakes go out of me. It was the exact same off-ramp that after I bought that Volkswagen from Craig. Okay, Craig sells me his VW. I'm coming off the exact same off-ramp, and I go to hit my brakes, and they aren't there. And I'm in a little blue 1959 VW, and he's telling me, when he sells it to me, it's got the original Wollencraft engine. Gee, swell. I bet you it's got the original brakes, too, and the original brake line, which means no hydraulic fluids getting through it, which means, God help me, which means, coming toward a red light, man. So I'm pumping the brakes, and I'm pulling up the line, and finally, I got just enough fluid back in the line, and I stop. That's the off-ramp I'm talking about. It comes up on you real fast. So, I thought about suing you, Taylor, but then what am I going to get? Part of a club that is now closed? Part of that freaking beatnik club you opened in Dallas, man, that's like... Anyway, all's well that ends well, I guess. But we're going to get the insurance guy out to take a look at this thing. And if this guy says, there may be something rotten in Denmark, man... Something smells pretty bad, friend, and it's not coming from the icebox. Then we know, then we'll know then, and only then, that we have ourselves possibly the goose that laid the golden egg, and I am gone as an Amtrak. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
By the way, Phil Drives to Work Part 11 is now up on our website. And I've decided I'm just going to run the camera for as long as it goes, you know. I turned the camera on this one, and it's just going, and it goes, and it gets. It's like 3 minutes, then the camera shuts off. I ain't doing any more of this 1 minute and 10 second bull crap. It's going to take me forever to get to work. And actually, this one, maybe you can hear it. Actually, I wasn't playing a radio this day. I was just driving. And can you hear it on the air? Oh, there you go. Now, this is the audio of me driving to work. And I say the S word. I better, because what happens is some jackball gets in front of me, so I get upset. Then I start swinging up the Caneo grade, and you'll see illustrated what I'm talking about. Some dingbat gets right up into my face. I'm trying to go, and here comes Charlie, and he thinks he's going to do like 40. So the whole thing just tightened my jaws. So let's move on. Anyway, it's on the website. You can look at it. 1-800-449-8686. Time now for our flashback by request. This is from Billy. And this one's a doozy, baby. This originally aired in May of this year. It says, Phil, I'd love to hear the bit when Steve Bozell's daughter had a sleepover and Steve went in to shut the blinds and stepped over a little girl who was awake and saw him because he wasn't wearing any underwear. And was the victim of Steve's inability to give it a few extra shakes? Oh, man. That's wild, baby. That would really make my day. Billy. Here it is, Billy. Steve and the sleepover.
Look, Mr. Hendry, Stan, the more you talk, the worse it is.
What did I say?
I've been listening for the last 20 minutes. And as it continues, it just gets worse and worse. I raised two daughters that I barely even changed their diapers unless it was absolutely necessary. Out of respect for females in general.
Wait a minute. What if you were the only parent? Would you not change their diapers?
You don't know how people are going to think and perceive certain things. And I would never run around my house with my daughter. That's just not sanitary.
You wouldn't run around? I didn't hear you.
That's not respectful. You got to have more respect for your children.
I'm not running around my house. I just walked in.
And believe me, you're entitled to do what you want in your home and in your room. I expect your daughter or daughters, whatever it may be, I don't think I'm with no underwear. And that's the worst it is. If I was the parent of that child, I would have came down there and got you that night.
What are you talking about? In other words, when the police come and arrest you, you say, why'd you kick his rear end? You say, because the guy straddled her head.
He was drinking urine on my daughter's and he didn't have no underwear. If you had underwear on, there wouldn't have been no drops.
That's a good point.
Well, you guys are nitpicking now.
No, wait a minute.
We're not nitpicking. You should be running around naked with girls.
No, wait a
minute. You have a t-shirt. You're not a woman. You don't need to run around with a t-shirt.
It was cold. I put a t-shirt on to cover my shoulders.
And another thing, if you're cold or if you go into a pool, you don't get aroused. You go in the opposite direction.
Yeah, I wondered about that, too.
Well, what are you guys trying to say? Excuse me. Are you guys kidding?
No, man. When it's cold, it doesn't exactly...
And you know what? I'm listening to you, and I'm wondering, how old is this guy, and what kind of education does this man have? I mean, how do you think... And how dare you have the audacity to compare yourself to Christ? You must be out your mind.
I'm just saying, they crucified
him. You've got a lot of nerve to compare anything that you go through in your life to that.
Wait a minute. I walk into the room... Okay, so I straddled a kid's head to try to adjust a louvelier blind.
You should have sent your wife in there. You didn't even have to go in there.
You know, and what kind of sanitary habits have you got, man, that you can't even... You're standing over, then you're still dripping. I mean, come on!
Not only that, I've had kids come over to my home, had slumber parties. I've left my house for a night so that the parents and the children will be comfortable to have their party.
Wait a minute, who's watching the kids?
The women.
Well,
chaperones, moms, females.
Well, you're one of these guys that lets the women do everything, not me.
No, that's not it. It's just respect.
Well, I think you have pretty much insulted me.
Well,
I can't stand in my own house and maybe drip a little bit after I go to the bathroom.
You insulted yourself. You insulted yourself and you slandered yourself. Everything that you're suing this kid and her family for, you're doing to yourself by talking.
Wait a minute. I'm suing that kid because you're telling me and that kid's telling
me. You're suing that kid so that they won't sue you first, and you act like you just want to get publicity. You talk about that lady chasing a buck in a Jackson case. You're the one who's trying to get publicity.
If you can't stand anywhere,
you're doing this.
Let me ask you something. If there's a one place in the world you can stand in a T-shirt with no underwear on and drip a little bit, it's your own house.
In your room. In your bedroom.
In my house.
Scratching your butt with your legs wide open with your wife right there in your privacy.
Not
around nobody else.
Not around kids, man.
Okay, well, let's just say I made a mistake. That doesn't make me a pervert.
A very big mistake. And you've hurt yourself by that.
I wouldn't say it's a big mistake. I'd say, okay, number one, I didn't put on underwear. Number two, I didn't shake off good enough.
You hurt your family with that.
The only mistake I made was, number one, I should have probably pulled the T-shirt up and just tucked it up for, you know, while I was doing the blinds.
No, you should have wore some underwear. In fact, underwear's not good enough. You should have had on shorts.
You should have had on a pair of shorts or a pair of slacks, exactly.
At
you know.
The very least.
And then the other problem I made is I should have taken another half second to shake off.
What a jackass. Our favorite jackass, Steve Bozell. How come that didn't get on our best of, man? That thing's beautiful. Is it on the best of? It ought to be. We ought to call it Steve Bozell Shakes It Off. Cut six. Well, you know what? You can get that baby on our website if it's not on our... See, that's the other thing. If you get a backstage pass, you got access to stuff that is not on our best of CDs. Now, we try to put together our CDs, you know, with the best material in mind, but you can't jam it all into one CD, man. So you got to... Some of it's on a website, and it's archived, so we would suggest you get the backstage pass. $6.95, yada, yada, yada. It's really great. Yeah, okay. Time for a little bit of email here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Thank you for all of your cards and letters and your comments concerning whatever the hell it was I was talking about. Oh, yeah, my son. Thank you. We've gotten a few already email. Yeah, he's fine. And, boy, you know, this kid, man, he used to be just a little tiny guy. Within a year, he's like 6'8", 800 pounds. He's just huge, man. And now he wants to go out for defensive tackle next year. I said, dude, you're going to be a senior. You haven't played football. Yeah, well, Coach Riddell says that I can. Okay. Fine, man. He could do it, too. I mean, he's big. And he got beat up by his older brothers growing up. So the guy know he can take a punch. I used to see it all the time. I'd see them just, you know, hold him down and beat him. I'd sit there eating a few cashews. Smoking a cigarette, watching the whole thing transpire. Here is an email from John Twitchell in Mesa, Arizona. Phil, thanks for the Art Bell bit the other day. I was going to write to you to complain that you don't do enough of them, and when you do, the intro feels rushed. It was listening to those bits on a third-person server that hooked me to your show, so thanks again. By the way, is Vernon Dozier less angry than he was before? I remember him sounding so full of rage he was going to have a stroke, especially when debating Raj. Take care. I don't know, man. Maybe he is. Critics. Bud Dickerworth, yeah, okay, writes, Bruce, Pryor, Winters, how about Mort Saul? Huh? What? No, no way, man. Mort Saul? The guy stood there with a newspaper, not even close. I'm talking about Jonathan Winters, Lenny Bruce, and Richard Pryor being the three fathers of modern comedy. Now, Mort Saul, yeah, how about, I know, who's that guy that plays the piano? Mark something or other? How about that? I mean, he's good, but he's not one of those. You know, he's not like a guy that invented a way of delivering comedy. Now, some people say, oh, are there any females in there, Phil, that make you laugh? Yeah, as a matter of fact, the funniest woman I know is Kali Roca. She's going to be on our show, Teachers, on NBC this spring. I'm serious. She's the funniest chick I've ever seen. She may be the funniest person I know, other than the Swede. Other than the Swede when he misses a putt. Phil, not sure if you're aware of it or not, but you are on in Houston. The station is 97.5. They don't play music. They're an FM talk station, and they promote the show like crazy. Also, ever consider doing a live remote show? The Live from Tomorrowland bit in the archive is the funniest bit you've ever done. That's where I get hit in the Royal American with a sock full of ball bearings by some kid. Unfortunately, sir, I can't pretend like I'm at a real place. They may sue me. Disneyland got upset because some lady called him and said, there's a man doing a broadcast from Tomorrowland and a kid hit him in the gonad with a ball bearing. And they went, huh? And then they looked around for me, realized I wasn't there, that I was just making the whole thing up. And they threatened to come down to the station and beat me with a sock full of ball bearings. So that whole thing just, All right, we'll get back to a little bit more of this. Falderall, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Isn't that a war crime?
What?
If they're voting in Iraq.
Yeah, they're voting in Iraq, but it is a war crime. That's terrible. They shouldn't be voting in Iraq because we shouldn't have gone in the first place.
Yeah, well, maybe we ought to get out.
We better get out of there. Next thing you know, they're going to have a freaking democracy, and what would that do? That'd suck. I know guys have died to help the Iraqi people vote, but what's that got to do with anything? Let's get out of there now while the getting's good, baby. All these cats voting. Next thing you know, they're going to have some dude in there that isn't like a foaming idiot. They may have a guy in there that actually cares about the people. That's really going to blow. Get Mike Farrell on the phone, please. I said to get Mike Farrell on the phone. I got to talk to him. I'm going to be talking with Mike Farrell, who is the prominent Hollywood actor. You've seen him in MASH, and you also saw him in, well, you saw him in MASH, and you've seen him in MASH. And
Mr. Farrell on line two.
Thank you, bud. Mike?
Hey, Phil, how are you doing?
Well, Mike, I'm worried. I see that they're voting in Iraq.
Yeah, they are, and I don't know what to say about it other than I hope George Bush sleeps at night, because the abomination that's taking place now. And I don't want to say this, Phil, but you know the American soldiers are technically war criminals.
Yeah, well, they invaded illegally.
That's right. So I would recommend that when they return home, that we respectfully just turn our backs. Don't spit on them. Just turn our backs and say, I can't talk to you. You're a war criminal.
Well, what if they're a family member?
I'd just say, I'm sorry, son. I can't talk to you, but would you like a sandwich? You're a war criminal.
Yeah, okay. Mike, I know that you were involved in trying to get Tookie Williams free. I suppose it's disappointing to see that Tookie's dead.
It is disappointing, but I've always got the Iraq thing to fall back. I mean, yeah, it really, it's sad, and to see that he died, and I can only say that I hope George Bush sleeps at night.
You blame Bush?
Oh, yeah, of course.
All right. Well, getting back to the Iraq elections, because I guess that's what you're moving on to now?
Yeah, I got to get moving on to that, because the Tookie thing's old. I really feel, Phil, that what's happening in Iraq right now, I'm looking at the news, polling stations open in historic Iraq vote. I mean, do you realize Hitler didn't sink this low? Oh, man.
What are you really upset about?
I can't get work. Janine Garofalo's working. How come I can't get on Talk America? You know why? Because I'll tell you why. Franken, if I could get those pictures, I know there's pictures of you, you curly-headed queer.
Well, good luck, Mike. Didn't you do a fill-in on Talk America?
I did, but it was so dull, so utterly boring. There were at least four deaths. At least four people died just driving their car straight into the East River. And my show was on.
How do they know?
Well, when they pulled the car up, the radio was still going, and there I was. I've got the tape someplace, if I haven't burned it. But I will tell you this, Phil.
I'm tired of listening to you. All right, 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
We got just a little bit more time for your calls for actor Mike Farrell. Mike, this is Sally.
All right.
Sally, go ahead.
Hi, Mike. I'm a very big fan of your show. Why are you doing what you're doing? Supporting Tookie Williams and against the war, and I'll hang up and turn my radio down.
Well, thank you very much, Sally. I got so guilty raking in all the annuities, I shouldn't say annuities, the residuals from MASH, not having to work and making all of that money. I felt so guilty that I decided to punish myself by hanging around with Negroes for the rest of my life.
Thank you very much.
I thought you hung up and turned the radio down.
Well, I guess I didn't, did I?
Okay.
All right, Mike, well, thanks a lot. That's all the time we have.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Do you think maybe I could fill in for you sometime?
Not a chance, man. You're going to have to go down to the Bush League, baby, and get a little seasoning. You know what I mean? Maybe let's try, say Chipley, Florida.
All right.
Okay. Send me a tape. Mike Farrell, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, that is just great. All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. I got tired, and so I decided to punish myself. Anyway, Steve writes, ever consider a duel? Oh, yeah. I especially liked it when the kid kept hitting you in the nutsack with a ball bearing, Steve in Houston. Yeah, I get it already. Here's another one. This one from Greg. Phil, I'm a new backstage pass holder. I'm really enjoying all of the archived audio, but I was looking for a clip I heard you replay on your show a few weeks back. It was one of the characters talking about helping out a female police officer and getting bored and burning ants on the side of the road with a magnifying glass. Do you have that clip in the archives? It was so funny that I almost drove off the road. It's actually on our Best Of CD, one of our Best Of CDs, Greg. And I believe it's the 98 one. It's called Burning Bugs. Burning Bugs. Get our 98 Best Of CD. You'll be glad you did. Here's one from Matt. That Lycus photo on your website is the best laugh I've had in a week. It is pretty funny, man. And by the way, we thank Raquel in Toronto for sending us that picture. She heard what we were talking about, and she, I don't know where she got that, but it's like it's the most it's the most convincing piece of evidence I've seen yet. Jay Steven writes, Phil, my friends and family think I'm a loon for how much I've promoted you over the years. They live out in out of radio range and are always like, yeah, 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 sure, Phil Hendry's funny. Live out of radio range? What are they, trappers? How do you live out of radio range? What? Where in America can you live out of radio range? They live out of radio range. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm tired of saying they should check you out and think I should just buy them a backstage pass for a Christmas present, and that way they can pop you on and get hooked, but it doesn't look like I could do that. Is there any way to do this? Yeah, get a job. What do you mean, is there any way to do this? Yeah, get a job, get the $6.95, and give it to us. Oh, I see. You want to get it for them. Well, put their name down and only use your credit card or some crap. I don't know. Or you get it and give them the password. That's it. How about that? Hey, I know you're always railing on about San Diego, and that's cool. My friends and I do a silly article at a website. Check it out from time to time. I've got the website here, but I always like to check the websites out before I give them out over the air, so I will, and then I may give it out or I may not. Dear Phil, I almost spit out my cup of coffee when I heard Larry Grover tell a female caller after he asked her to put her teeth back in, quote, if you're not gumming it, you can spell my name Jackball. If you're not gumming it, you can spell my name Jackball. Larry's a beauty. Tony, season's greeting and happy Nog Lip, Ontario, Canada. All right, dude. Sparkly Cleaners and Pet Care. Your home is our business. Is that your business there, Tony? Sparkly Cleaners and Pet Care. What a psycho. Robert writes, if you're from Poland, Lithuania, Latvia, Hungary, etc., if your heritage is any of these and more, in Western Pennsylvania, you're called a hunky. H-U-N-K-Y. And one more. The Vikings won 6 in a row. Whoopee, thank God Lake Minnetonka froze over. Since you left, there isn't much left around here. I left Minnesota, sir, in 1993. Oh, my God, are you sad. 1993, 12 years, dude. Anyway, he's got the internet there. Tim. Phil, I've enjoyed all of the archived audio, but I was looking for a clip I heard recently that you've read. And I already read that. All right. Well, there it is. That's our backstage pass mail. If you'd like to send us an email, phs@philhendryshow.com. People with backstage passes, generally we're able to read their mail first only because it comes up first. A lot of people say, well, don't you read my mail? Yeah, I read your mail. I read it after I read the backstage pass holder's mail. Because it comes up first. You want me to read your mail? Then you get a backstage pass. Is it about money? Yes, it's about money. Are you buying your way to me? Yes, you can buy your way. Hey, man, I'm just like any politician. Give me 10 G's, I'll listen to all your problems. Not that I'll do anything about it. If I'm a politician, I'm running for Senate. Hey, you want it? Yeah. You got a problem? Yeah. $10,000. Okay, yeah, go ahead. I'm all ears. But until that time, baby, no way. All right, we'll take another break here. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Reminding you that coming up, we've got another webcast, and we'll give you the details on that, but we will be doing another webcast on the show. That is where we put a camera here in the studio, and you can watch us as we do the show. And there's about 3 or 4 camera angles that we have, and we're always refining it. And I think we had you know what would be really cool is a webcast for Christmas Eve? Oh, you guys aren't going to be here. How about Christmas Eve Eve, the Thursday before Christmas Eve? In other words, the day. What's the date? The 22nd. I'm talking about the 22nd. The 22nd? Yeah, yeah. You guys are taking off the 23rd, right? I'm going to be here on the 23rd, but all of these clowns are taking off. You leaving, Harry? It's okay. Go ahead. You can take it off. I don't care. I'll do a show without a screener. I'll just screen all the, like I usually do. Yeah. I'll get all the commercials. I'll screen the calls myself. In fact, I'll screen them on the air. Hello, Phil Hendry Show. Yeah, you suck. Next. We'll do a webcast. We usually do a webcast around Christmas time anyway. So around the 22nd, I think we ought to hook one up, baby. So get your backstage pass the only way you can see it. All right, we'll be back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Let me see. I got a phone call here. Vernon, go ahead.
Good evening, Phil.
Good evening.
Phil, I'm calling because I wanted to very briefly run by you an incident that happened in our neighborhood. You were talking about the honor students at different schools and how the parents will sometimes put the bumper stickers on their cars.
Yeah, the other day I was talking about that.
But you were talking about it, right?
Yes, yeah, but I was, like 2 days ago is all I'm saying.
Well, does that mean I can't talk about it?
No, go ahead.
Because the I found it interesting, and but if you don't want me to talk about it, I won't. I mean, if I'm Johnny come lately on this deal, go ahead and tell me. But
no, go ahead and talk about it. So you are what?
I'm 49. What do you mean?
What do you want to say about it?
I wanted to say that you're a little testy tonight, aren't you?
I'm going to hang up here in about 5 seconds, sir.
Okay, okay. I wanted to say that I find it a little bit insulting of someone driving around with that bumper sticker. That
says what? My kid's an honor student?
Yes. I was talking about the Lavalinda Middle School has announced their honor roll for the semester. And my daughter goes, she's a seventh grader there. Now, I will tell you, I've got a letter right now from the prior private academy for girls that she'll be admitted, okay?
Yeah.
And yet, she doesn't make the honor roll. And Bill Hartig, what does he do? He gets a bumper sticker and puts it on his car and says, my daughter's an honor roll student. And I want to know what you're going to do about it and what you and the media can do about this. Because
well, what is the problem?
The problem is these people who drive around, my kid's an honor student. My kid's an honor student. My kid's an honor student. My daughter should be an honor student, but because of the politics and because I didn't buy one of the bumper stickers, because that's what it's about. You know that, don't you? That's what.
Oh, come on, sir. They have the honor roll is made out. Then you can.
Oh, really? Really? When let me ask you, sir, if you could be, were you a member of administration of a school? Do you know how it works?
Look at, sir, are you telling me they give out honor roll positions to kids whose parents buy the bumper sticker?
I'm telling you that it's a money grab. All right, now this is a land grab. And what these parents are doing is they're paying off so their kid.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I have a little. I have a hard time breathing when I get. I'm very upset because my daughter is as smart a kid as there is, and she's not on the honor roll because I didn't buy one of their bumper stickers. I'm not going to put a bumper sticker on a brand spanking new Cadillac Escalade. You can take that idea, and you can throw that. You can walk off the short end of a long pier. I won't do it. So I called up this guy at the school.
Well, I don't think you should either, sir, if that was the case.
Well, wait, it's not if that was the case. That is the case.
Well, if the case at your school, what is this school?
Let me finish what I'm saying. It's the level in the middle school, but I want to finish what I'm saying. Okay. This guy, Bill Hartig, his daughter is some, you know, egghead. She plays the cello in the school orchestra, and she's always reading books, and she isn't much to look at. And I'll bet you anything, he told her, you know what, honey, you're so ugly, you might as well study. And I'll bet you that's how he motivates that child. I don't do that to my daughter. I tell my daughter she can be anything she wants to be. Okay? And I get punished. I can't breathe. Somebody open a window in here, will you?
Look, Eddie, if you're having that hard a time breathing, you're getting a little too wound up about nothing here, okay? It doesn't matter.
I'm not getting wound up about nothing. I'm not getting wound up about. No, I'm.
You're worried because this guy's driving around with a bumper sticker that says, my kid's on the honor roll, okay? A lot of parents do that. So what? I mean, there's millions of people in this world that are success stories, even though they might have been average students. Or maybe they were late bloomers.
Look, Mr. Henry, you're talking to an educator. I'm a high school teacher, okay? So I don't need to listen to you give me your take. I'm trying to get you to listen to me. Now, I'm telling you, when this guy Hardick puts the bumper sticker on his car that says it might as well say my ugly daughter is on a...
Boy, that's pretty hardcore, man, for an adult man to be making fun of a kid like that.
Well, I'm not making fun...
Yeah, you are, to bring into the conversation the looks of a kid. She's a kid, okay? She's working her ass off in school. Her dad's proud of it.
If I sent you a picture of this kid, would you put it on your website? No. You know why? Because she's a four-eye with the frizzy hair and everything. Now, how come my daughter, who's a cheerleader, okay, that's how good she looks. Man, you wouldn't believe how hot she is. And
how old is your daughter?
12.
Boy, you're a sick pervert. You know that? I'm hanging up on you.
Now, wait you just a minute. They're going to make an HBO movie out of me if they...
If you what? If you kill the Bill Hardig? Hardig. I'd love to use that line in Cuckoo's Nest. Well, I tell you what, hard on. All right, anyway, 1-800-449-8686, world-famous Phil Henry Show. Better call back that last number, Harry. I think there's a little bit of hypertension setting in on this guy. I think he's due for a freaking blood vessel blowing up in his brain pretty quick. If he isn't, I hope so.
Well, that's a real nice thought.
Yeah, well, you're the guy with the frizzy hair and the four eyes.
No, that's Hardick's kid, not mine.
Never mind. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686.